T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Well, it is Joe DiCamera, and it is not John Rich, although it's the Joe DiCamera, John Rich show, I suppose. But Mr. Giglio's in for Richie today, who has, after 5 months of consecutive time in here, he's been like Cal Ripken, not taking a day off. Richie taking the day off. Richie taking the week off, and he certainly deserves it, getting an opportunity to hang out with his family, which is great stuff. We'll have some fun over the next 4 hours. Of course, Giglio in, as I said, for John, and a lot to hit today. We'll do so all with you on the phone lines at 215-592-9494. Terrible job by the Phils yesterday. They lose 2 to Atlanta. Embiid hurt. This, obviously, after Ben Simmons gets hurt. We await the Joel Embiid news. The Flyers hot, red hot. Playoff start Wednesday, game one versus Montreal, and the Eagles in training camp preparing as under the radar as they have ever prepared for a season. Again, Joe DiCamera, Joe Giglio, he's in for Rich today. Your phone calls throughout the program, much to hit at 215-592-9494. Mr. Giglio, what up, man?
How we doing, Joe? I'm happy to be here, and we got a lot to talk about today. Unfortunately, the Phils gave us a lot to talk about yesterday.
Yeah, I would say that it was a very unfortunate downturn, to say the least.
Yes, not great yesterday. A fun day, the idea of Spencer Howard coming up. Like it had promised yesterday, but it didn't turn out well.
You know, Philadelphia sports, it was rocky. I mean, from Saturday to Sunday, the swing was massive. Saturday, you get the Flyers win, you get the Phillies win with Arrieta, and you turn to Sunday, and you're feeling, you know, pretty good. And look, there's a lot for everyone to weigh in for, 215-592-9494. Because you turn to yesterday, you get the Embiid injury, which, frankly, to me, did not look that serious. I'll be surprised if he's out for a while. It just didn't look that bad, but we'll see. We'll see if any news breaks during our show. But also, let's get to it, Joe. What a terrible, terrible job by the Phils yesterday. You get the great performance by Arrieta Saturday. You're feeling good. You're at 500. And then, you know, you watch the game yesterday, you turn it on, all hell breaks loose. I mean, Velasquez, short outing as always is the case. As always is the case. Girardi's lineup, questionable to say the least, frankly not good enough. No JT, DH in game one, you can't have that. Look, you don't want JT to catch? Okay, fine. It's a doubleheader. You don't want him to catch every game? I get it. Have his bat in the lineup. You're asking him to get up there 4 times to swing a bat. He's probably going to get on once, maybe twice, which means he's going to have to run the bases for, I don't know, 3 minutes. I mean, it's unbelievable. So you got no JT DH in that game yesterday, game one. The bullpen disasters again and then again. Rhys Hoskins obviously really doesn't want to swing. And Spencer Howard, as you said, Joe, the guy that we were most amped up entering yesterday to see, while certainly showed some stuff, there's no doubt, some stuff, on the whole, an underwhelming performance.
Yeah, Joe, look, the bullpen's a disaster. It's going to be that way, I think, all season long. But yet, yesterday, what really was striking was the offense. I mean, they didn't do anything in 2 games. And both of those games, like, they were hanging in the balance. When you play a 7-inning game, if your starter is just decent through the first 3 or 4, you've got a chance to win. And both games, they had a chance. Both games, like, Bryce Harper left runners on base yesterday. Up and down the lineup, it wasn't good enough. And this team, I think we know it by now, their offense is going to have to be the strength. I mean, the starting pitching has been pretty good so far. You mentioned Arrieta Saturday.
Yep.
But the offense has to be a strength. And yesterday, Joe, you watched one team in the Braves come in here and just blast around Phillies pitching.
Yep.
And the Phillies just couldn't match them. It's disappointing.
No, they didn't. And, you know, Hoskins, and I know he got a couple hits in the second game, and I appreciate that. But there were 3 times yesterday, 3 times, that he was in a 2-0 count. And one of them I remember in particular was a big spot near the end of the game. I don't remember the exact thing. I don't even remember if it's the first or second game. But 3 times on a 2-0 count, he took a breaking ball right down the plate and just took it. Like, okay, it's 2-1. Like, I need a guy that can hit 30 to 35 home runs to know on a 2-0 count, Joe. And I appreciate the walk, maybe more than others, because I've defended Rhys Hoskins. But him just looking at those pitches yesterday, when he's got an opportunity to drive the ball and really, you know, tack on a 2 or 3 run shot, you know, depending on how many guys are on base, very disappointing.
Yeah, Joe, I'm going to throw a number at you, Joe. More than 50% of strikes in the strike zone, Rhys Hoskins is letting go this year. He's not swinging. It's the most in baseball. I mean, it's early still, but no hitter is allowing more strikes in the strike zone over the plate to not swing at. I mean, what you said a few minutes ago is exactly how I feel watching him. He doesn't want to swing the bat. And I appreciate the walk, too. And I think where he is in the lineup, it helps, right? He gets on base. He's in front of JT, in front of Bryce. But if you're a guy that is hitting the top of the order, near the top, and you don't want to swing good pitches, it's going to be hard to do damage.
It is. No doubt about it. 215-592-9494. All right, so to weigh in on what we saw from the Phils this weekend, what stood out to you? I mean, one thing that stood out to me, and we know it because we follow the transactions, Matt Klintak still hasn't made a trade for a pitcher, for a relief pitcher. I mean, you get to see that. I swear to God, the fifth inning ERA of this team, I mean, it's got to be an abomination. I mean, we would need someone to figure it out. But I swear to God, the fifth inning ERA might be above 9.
Well, I think it's the first reliever into a game, it's like 17 runs in 16 innings or something like that.
Yeah, and it often seems to be around the fifth inning. It is a disgrace how bad this bullpen is. And again, I mean, we wait and we wait and we wait either for Klintak to make a trade or obviously for John Middleton to give him the wherewithal financially to go ahead and make a trade. So much to react to from the Phils at 215-592-9494 and the other teams. We don't want to shortchange the Flyers or Sixers at all. We saw them all in action. Phone lines open for you on all of it. Now, Joe, one of the other things that also clearly stood out to me related to the Phils and Major League Baseball over the weekend, and I don't know how many people have kind of put this together. This is just the way my mind works, especially in this short season. I say, all right, well, let me look at the standings here. We know the Phillies were a disgrace yesterday. We know that they were outclassed by the Atlanta Braves, as they frequently seem to be. And I said, all right, let me look at the standings and see what we see from a playoff standpoint. Playoffs, yep, playoffs. 10 games into the season, we're talking playoffs. Why? Because it's a really short season. Why also? Because baseball's changed their playoff structure. Now, I don't know, Joe, if you know this, James, if you know this, and if everyone listening at 215-592-9494 knows this. But at 4-6, and they've played bad baseball, the Phillies are still, when I say right there for the final playoff spot. Now, it gets a little funky. They are tied in the division with the New York Mets. They technically trail them from a percentage standpoint because, of course, the Phillies have played less games. In the division, they're both 3.5 games back of the Atlanta Braves. In the percentages, the Mets have a .438 winning percentage. The Phillies have a .400 winning percentage. Why do I reference that? Because as of right now, the New York Mets, with this new playoff format, Joe, are the final team technically into the playoffs with a 7-9 record, which is mathematically very close to the Phillies' 4-6 record. So, yes, the Phillies, despite the slop, and I will say slop with boldface underlined, italicized. Anyone that saw yesterday knows what I'm talking about. Slop the Phillies have put out there. Major League Baseball, the players, the owners, the commissioner, absolutely, Joe, did a disservice. And I said it then, that this was a joke and a farce, that they were going to increase the playoff field, and it shows. Because for the Phillies at this stage, having played this brand of baseball, bad brand of baseball, for the Phillies to be right there like this for a playoff spot, with 1/6 of the season done, is a disgrace. They don't deserve it. And yet, there they are. Why? Because baseball said, let's expand the playoffs, let's have a couple extra bucks come in our pocket, and whoop-de-doo, it's a different kind of year, so we get to break the rules. Well, okay, you break the rules, you hurt the sport. That's what they did.
So, Joe, I agree that why they did it, it's pretty obvious why they did it. It was a money grab, right? They add teams to the playoffs. This was the year to do it. I'm okay with this, Joe. I understand the Phillies aren't a good team, and they're in the mix for the playoffs. That's all of baseball, and I'm okay with it for this year. Here's the reason. In a 60-game season, I think they had to put some mechanism in that protects teams from a terrible week. In baseball, terrible weeks happen all the time. You lose 5 out of 6, your pitchers go down, you have injuries, your bullpen's bad. One week in a 60-game season, if they didn't alter the playoff field, it would have basically took you out. You know, it would have destroyed team seasons in the beginning or middle of August if they had one bad week. You go 1-6 in a week, you might be cooked in a 60-game season.
But listen, that's competition.
What is?
I mean, it's what it is. I mean, I don't care if it's fifth grade baseball or, you know, let's have pickup basketball, you know, when you're in 10th grade And it's like, you know what? Let's play to 11. No, you know what? Let's change the rules. Like, things, it is what it is. For baseball to think that it's a good idea, and listen, I'm curious if people are ready to admit it. Like, when you wake up this morning, knowing how you feel with aggravation as a Phillies fan, and knowing that, I would say it's fair to say, we didn't do a poll, but when the news came out a couple weeks ago, more people than not all, but more people than not were supportive of baseball expanding the playoff field. And a lot of people just said, oh, it gives the Phillies a better shot. Well, yeah, it does. And it's also a joke. I mean, when you wake up this morning knowing how you feel as a Phillies fan, seeing what you saw yesterday on your television or listened to here on WIP with the slop they put out there, what do you have to say for yourself now? And are you ready to admit it was a bad decision by baseball, knowing that the Phillies statistically in the division are tied with the Mets, who currently have what is considered the eighth and final spot in the National League for the wild card chase? 215-592-9494. I mean, Joe, how do you feel about that?
It's weird to feel this way, but I'm going to be into it, Joe. I'm not throwing the towel on this idea because the Phillies aren't playing good baseball. I recognize from the beginning that it's going to allow a 500-ish team into the playoffs. I'm okay with that
worse,
for this year.
Potentially worse.
It could be. Right.
53% of Major League Baseball teams this year make the playoffs, which means there's a greater chance than not that you will have a below 500 team playing baseball in October. That's a joke.
Well, it is going to be a joke compared to what it used to be. But this is a new this is a different kind of season. I can't get caught up in this season on eight teams. I think the spirit of this is you have to have the best teams crown champion, or you try to, right? The Yankees or Dodgers got off to a bad start and they missed the playoffs in a normal kind of playoff realm, that'd be bad for baseball. Like, that's not going to happen this year. The best teams will make it. You're also going to have some mediocre teams. But, Joe, at least I can stay invested in the Phillies now. If this was a normal year, we might be 2 or 3 weeks away from saying we got to turn the pace till next year. It's not going to happen. No matter how frustrating they are, Joe, we're all going to be paying attention mid-September because they're going to be in this
thing. Well, there's no doubt about that. But that, and I hear you on that, Joe, and I know as a Phillies fan, there is an exciting aspect to that, or element to that. But I believe that we as fans have got to rise above that and recognize, like, here's the deal. And this, to me, what it pretty much comes down to. Four things. First off, they didn't have to expand the playoffs. They wanted to keep towns involved. They wanted to give some hope to people, and they wanted to make some money. And I recognize that there's value to all that, but they didn't have to expand the playoffs. That's number one. Number two, they weakened the game to game, the intensity level, meaning like yesterday's losses should count more, should hurt more. You wake up this morning, you realize they're tied with the Mets for that final playoff spot. Well, then you realize, well, okay, I guess it didn't hurt so much. It cheapens the regular season and cheapens the playoffs. And here's the other one. And some people say I'm an old fuddy-duddy and, you know, I'm just stuck in my ways. But here's the other one. It goes against baseball tradition, which has always been the sport that rewards excellence. Now, is this a different kind of year? And it's not 162? Correct. It's 60. We don't even know if it'll be 60. But I've always appreciated, and I'm curious where everyone else stands at 215-592-9494. I've always appreciated baseball's standard, tougher than the others, for the Hall of Fame, for who makes the playoffs. I mean, this is back to fifth grade. This is like participation trophy. This is 53% of the kids on the team get a trophy at the end of the year. This is 53% of the team in the fifth grade Little League team makes the All-Star team. 53%. Why? Because. That's not Major League Baseball. That is not rewarding excellence. That is not fostering intensity so that those games yesterday between the Phillies and Braves matter to the extent they should. Look, we'll see where everyone's at 215-592-9494. I was against it at the time. I'm still against it. When I wake up and look at the standings, I think it's a joke that the Phillies are right there for the playoffs. I think baseball messed up. We'll see where everyone's at. I know a lot of people around here were either A, ready to say, look, it's 2020. I got to be willing to make an adjustment. Or B, oh, this is great for the Phils. They're in a tough division. Now they can be the fourth team in their division and still make the playoffs. Come on, guys. Can we be better than that? 215-592-9494. Where do you stand on the playoff expansion when you hear it in terms of how it relates to the Phillies today? Also, what we saw from the weekend from the Phils, the little things. Girardi not having JT in there as a DH. The Spencer Howard start, what stood out to you, and obviously across the other teams, the Sixers, Embiid injury, the Flyers, number one seed in the East, playoffs to start in a couple days, much to address. We'll do it all with you on the phone line. Joe DeCamera, Joe Giglio, in for Richie today, 215-592-9494.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.